This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
As funerals continue for the 49 who were murdered, Democrats today seized the floor of the House of Representatives, demanding that the Republican majority allow a vote on gun control.
An extraordinary sit-in on the House floor stretches into the early morning hours.
Make no mistake, this was dramatic, like nothing we have ever seen before. Truly one of the most dramatic demonstrations on the House floor in modern American history.
A protest like we've never seen before, but Democrats refuse to back down. Singing and waving signs.
Paul Ryan said that it was nothing but a publicity stunt. If that's the case, it's a damn good publicity stunt.
The historic sit-in showdown stopping Congress in its tracks.
It's a win for now. This is such an extraordinary moment where they're tapping into the public frustration.
Has this changed the rules of how they can actually get business done in the Capitol?
Well, who said the revolution is not going to be televised, right?
Were you surprised at how large this got? I mean, Kim Kardashian was tweeting about it.
Watching John Lewis, a man who marched with Dr. King, played an integral role in race equality, and now you see him literally sitting with your colleagues on the floor. What does that image say to you?
Democrats in rebellion, taking to social media to broadcast their message. Republicans in retreat, forced to go into recess. Cameras showing the protest turned off.
The Republican radicals, or the banana Republicans, I think they've lost, and that these are the death throes of their little insurrection, their little effort to put a gun to the head, not just of the country, but of the global economy.
We've got now is a situation where the inmates are running the asylum. But it's like mommy and daddy are fighting over whether or not to buy a new car or a new couch, and they decide, you know what, we can't figure it out, so let's not feed the kids.
It's a frustration for most Americans that their government is essentially, and their economy is being held to ransom over this.
The suicide bombers are the 30 or so members of the Tea Party caucus in the House of Representatives. The Khalid Sheikh Mohammed for this deal is Ted Cruz.
So I guess the point is, unlike Obamacare, Republicans are willing to destroy this country for the right reasons.
They are suicide bombers. They are no longer hostage takers. They are no longer just regular terrorists. They are suicide bombers.
And if they shut down the government, say over their calls to defund Obamacare, they will relegate themselves to minority status for a generation.
I don't know if you could follow that, but really it's a comparative here of the mainstream media, how they covered obstructionism. When it was the Republicans, they were likened to jihadis, and the Democrat, they're for the people. You know, gosh, I got to tell you, is it any wonder, they talk about mainstream America looking at this and going, oh, my goodness, what a mess, you know, that this is what it's come down to. It's really not about solving the problem. It's about their political lives. That's what they're fighting for, to sit in and go through all this stuff. 25 hours, they had a party that only a few of their constituents showed up for. But after all was said and done, they just have a bunch of rhetoric to make it seem as if they're fighting on behalf of we the people. And, and then, Scott, I got to love this. Now, Kim Kardashian she's the bellwether indicator. The fact that Kim Kardashian, I guess that represents the majority of Americans just right there with that one tweet, huh?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I know I look to Kim Kardashian and her entire family for all my political
insight understanding.
And like that.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
That's how I stay in touch with reality.
But this is how ludicrous, the mainstream media is and how they expose themselves. Is it any wonder that they continue and, they talk about the irrelevancy of the conservative media, but it's only because I think they sense their own. Maybe that's what's going on. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up right after this.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that style? Everybody look what's going on.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here with you. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go for all the information that you need to know, past interviews with our expert guests that we have here as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads. And right now we want to talk about Obamacare. Every once in a while it cycles in. You know, we've been living with this now for a number of uncomfortable years. And, you know, it's not getting any better. And if anything, you know, if you've been affected, and I mean directly affected by Obamacare, it's, you know, we're not hearing about the real experiences that are going on. We hear about the increase of premiums, deductibles are heading skyward. We have less doctors. This may end up imploding on itself. And, you know, maybe the voices of reason have to really get together sooner than later and come up with a plausible exit and a re-entrance into a healthcare system that really puts the patient in first place. And I know Dr. Elena George, our next guest, believes in that as well. She's a board-certified otolaryngologist. I just like to say she's an otolaryngologist because it makes me sound so intelligent. She graduated from Princeton University with a degree in biology, received her master's degree in medical microbiology from Long Island University, and received her medical degree from Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. Dr. George, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
I'm great. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, let's talk about the health insurance companies. They're telling us, get ready, we're going to be raising Obamacare premiums, right?
Absolutely. Not just Obamacare premiums, everybody's premiums. Here in Georgia, Blue Cross is projected to raise them 60%.
Wow.
It's not surprising, actually. This whole thing was built on falsehoods. Mm. They promised people that they would cover 30 million people, more people. You were going to pay less, and you were going to get more. And that money had to come from somewhere. And we're seeing now where that money's coming from, the middle class, the seniors, working class. Everybody is paying, and they're trying to extend this now to illegal immigrants. So we have a group of folks who are coming into a system, paid nothing in, potentially are going to be able to ride on the coattails of those of us who are paying.
And how does that make any sense whatsoever? That here it is, you've got a system that's already compromised, and you're saying, okay, let's just go ahead and blow this thing up. I mean, really, that's what they're doing. They're just blowing this up because they know once they blow it up, then we're into a single-payer conversation, aren't we?
We are. But let's backtrack as to why they're doing it. It's about winning at all costs and about making it seem like everything's working out. Only 8 million people are pretty much in the Affordable Care Act right now. They're estimated 25 million. So they don't have enough people. It's not unsustainable. So how do you make it look good? You put people in it, whether they are buying in or paying in or not, because it's about optics.
Exactly.
But this is human beings that we're talking about. And I want to speak specifically now to the seniors. They're the ones who this thing was built on. It was on their backs. Over $700 billion was taken out of Medicare to create and the infrastructure for the Affordable Care Act. And I talk to seniors all the time, and the things that I'm hearing make my blood run cold, frankly. And no one talks about it. And it's all about, it's my turn, and the young people are like, well, they've lived their life, and it's, you know, they need to give it to other people. That's the mentality. It's one size fits all. It's, you know, winners and losers being picked by the government, and the system is unsustainable, but it's not about health care. It's about control.
Dr. George, just that one point alone, $700 billion taken away from them out of their coffers, assigned to this big mess, and still many seniors want to support the Democrats that own this plan?
They don't understand. I mean, they're just being told that somebody else is taking it from you, but really, this is the key for everybody. Take a step back, stop being driven by identity politics for 2 seconds, and really think about what you stand to gain from it. Not your group, not your race, not your sexual orientation. They want to divide and conquer, and everybody is working against their own interests because they want to win. They want their group to win. But in actuality, we're all losing. We all are on the same game in this one. And
well, that's,
as long as the government runs our health care, we're in trouble.
Well, that's what I was, you know, thinking is, like, who wins on this? I mean, a few elites, you know, the insurance companies, because even the insurance companies, you know, if you follow the trajectory here, it's not going to bode well for them, is it?
Well, let's take a step back on that one, too. They have a great meme going about how they're being bankrupted and woe is me and poor me. They're the ones who are sitting in the room when this thing was crafted. Mm-hmm. They figured out very quickly that they were going to be able to game the system. Under the Affordable Care Act, they get paid whether or not the person pays their premium. The government makes them whole. Mm-hmm. And the only reason that they're jumping out now is because that's coming to an end. So they're not going to be able to, you know, gain hand over fist profit from this. So they're just jumping, you know, like rats off a ship, you know, while this next phase kicks in. But ultimately what will happen is, I think single payer will, they're trying to bring it in if they are successful. The insurance companies will be administrators, just like Medicare Advantage. So they'll still get paid to administer it. But all of the options and medical choices will be driven by the government and their czars.
Well, it's kind of like Margaret Thatcher, what she had to say about socialism. And the problem with it is that you run out of other people's money. And as you say, the rats are abandoning the ship because they see the balance. They see the books. They're seeing that it's unsustainable, and they're getting out of Dodge and cutting their losses sooner than later. They know how to survive.
They're changing. Yeah, they are. They're not cutting their losses. They're just moving to a different game.
Right.
And ultimately, if we're mandated to buy into a system, no, just think about this. We had dozens of insurance companies. We're down to 5.
Yeah.
So they're consolidating. They are centralizing. And they're all picking regions. So they're each going to have their fiefdom where all of us potentially will have to buy in. But what they aren't counting on is the ingenuity of people, of American people.
Mm-hmm.
The doctors who know what's going on have already, you know, dropped out of this system. They're independent. They have direct primary care practices. They are making direct relationships with the patient. So
exactly.
They're actually opting away from this. And medical cost sharing is the underpinning of this, where patients pool their resources.
Mm-hmm.
It's written into the Affordable Care Act. You don't have to create a wheel. It's there. Just use it.
Well, I got to tell you, I got to imagine these insurance companies are getting a little nervous because, as you say, the doctors, the patients are starting to figure it out. They're doing direct bill. It's creating a whole new system of, the whole medical delivery and payment system that if it gets anchored deep enough, I think they're going to have a hard time reverse engineering that process and that model. What do you think?
I think that's great, and I hope it happens sooner rather than later.
Well, I'm right with you on it. I mean, the question still remains, Dr. George. I keep asking this question. I don't get an answer yet. Even when I look at the government fact book on this deal, is that we started with 30 million people that were uninsured, And I say, okay, what difference did we make with that $30 million? Do we now have, you know, $5 million less? I mean, it's all nebulous. It's all, you know, sleight of hand stuff. And, of course, whenever you rely on the government for numbers, they're about as goofy as the unemployment numbers that we have right now. Our conversation with Dr. Elena George continues on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
It's not us, then who? It's not me and you right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez. Martinez, live.
Hey, just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific time, and all the usual times in between. Bill Martinez live here with you, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Our conversation with Dr. Elena George continues here as we talk about Obamacare. Dr. George, we talked earlier about, you know, the precarious situation that seniors have been put in as a result of Obamacare. And I want to also bring into light the other side of the bookend here, which is the young people who really, I mean, this is another, you know, one of those Ponzi schemes. I mean, they're caught into a Ponzi scheme with Social Security because they're paying all their hard-earned money into Social Security. And what are the chances of them being able to realize that? And yet, as if that's not enough, the government comes up with this new idea called Obamacare that is written on their backs and their futures. And how much of the benefit are they going to realize? Because these companies, these insurance companies say the only thing that sustains this program is young people. We need young, healthy people putting their hard-earned money into this program or it doesn't work. And what do we got? We've got young people going, you know, I'm pretty healthy. I don't want to be involved with it right now.
Exactly. I think if you want to look at it as an overview, I think it's a transfer of wealth from those who are employed to the government and to their cronies via the insurance companies. It's, you're not getting what you pay for. I have been on the end of this where I've seen patients, young people who had Affordable Care Act plans. We got pre-certed, had the whole approval from insurance, and then after we got the bill back, they said, hey, it's not covered, it's not medically necessary, or it's patient responsibility. And it was a big surprise to us as well as the patient.
Exactly.
So there, it's complete. It's a scam. And any other business practicing this way would be out of business. But they get a pass, they get the largesse of the government, and they get to do this on steroids. It's really wrong. While they demonize anybody who asks a question, you're racist, you're sexist, you want people to die, all of the progressive memes that are designed to shut people up. But we need to stop shutting up and just speak up for what's right. It's not right that you pay for something and you don't get it when you really need it. And this is the only business that I've ever, any insurance business that I've ever dealt with, where you have a question mark as to whether you're going to be covered. Even though you pay exactly every month, you're doing it like clockwork, you get a big ticket item, a horrible diagnosis, and all of a sudden it's experimental, it's not medically necessary. They are now practicing medicine with the sanction of the government. That is so wrong that I can't tell you. And that is why, one of the reasons why doctors are dropping out of the healthcare delivery system with insurance. Because it's ridiculous.
Well, it used to be a law, I thought, that you couldn't practice medicine without a license. Unless you're on the government side, you can practice whatever you want, I guess, huh?
That's correct. I get letters every day saying that something's experimental, not medically necessary. Things like allergy testing, which has been around for decades, is now considered experimental. Imagine that.
Wow.
So, I mean, they're just making it up not to pay. And you have only them that you can go and complain to. I'm an ear, nose, and throat doctor. There shouldn't be a psychiatrist deciding what is something is medically necessary. That's who I have to ask for approval. It's a total game. People in the insurance companies actually get paid to deny claims. People don't know that.
Yeah, and then we still have these, you've got psychologists in this case that you're answerable to, which is quite interesting. Doesn't know the medical field, but you're talking with a psychologist. But in some cases, you have some doctors talking to bureaucrats that barely know how to spell the word medicine. And now they're their boss. How does that work?
It's a conflict of interest. Mm-hmm. And you have to follow the money and realize who stands to gain. And in every instance that we're describing, it's not about the patient care. Mm-hmm. It's about how you keep the money in-house, how you get people to pay in and not pay out, and how you make this endemic or ingrained in the system.
Exactly.
And that's what the Affordable Care Act has done. It has made this system into a government-driven, government-backed, one-way transfer of money from patients and doctors to the hospitals, to the big pharma, to the insurance companies, and by definition or default, the government.
Exactly.
So DocFix is a disaster. Mm-hmm. And I think anybody who's been in the hospital knows what the last law that they supposedly fixed payment for doctors really meant. They initiated something called an accountable care organization, where the hospitals, the government gives a certain amount of money to the hospitals, and by definition, all of their ancillary pieces, the doctors, surgery centers, whatever that doctor, whatever the hospital owns, mm-hmm. and they make their profit at the end of the year based on what services they don't deliver, right? So now there's a chilling effect on get the patient out of the hospital as fast as possible, treat them as an outpatient, treat them by telemedicine, anything you have to do not to use hospital resources because that's how our profit is made. That's bad. There's nothing good about that. And when they say the healthcare costs are down because people can't afford to go or they're being pushed out faster than they should be or they're being treated as an outpatient setting when they don't and they shouldn't be. So it's really having a bad effect on patient care. And I think people who are in it, who have loved ones in it, know it. But for everybody else, they're kind of in the dark.
What is America going to do when they start hearing that people are dying as a result of this? I mean, this is kind of like the VA model to a degree by setting people aside, you know, saying that we're doing better in meeting appointments and you find out later that they've juiced the books. I mean, that's what they're doing. They're juicing the numbers. They're going to juice the books here again. How can you believe anything different?
Oh, I agree with you. And the way you do it is you start becoming proactive. Stop believing what you're told and do your own research. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a website that's been talking about this for years now, and yes. I also wrote a book so people can understand what's going on and how they can make decisions for them and their family. There is so much out there that if you knew as a patient, for example, there's a website called Blink Health, BlinkHealth.com. Mm-hmm. It's a website that allows you to buy your prescriptions and then take your receipt to the pharmacy, and you're getting discounts. $9 for Lipitor, $4 for Norvasc, $6 for Prilosec versus what they're charging you in the pharmacy. We're talking pennies on what they're charging.
Exactly.
And you can go to any pharmacy you want, and it's free. These are things that if people knew, they would choose them, and it's free market choices. And I know you believe the same way I do. It's not a mm-hmm. government solution here. We depend right. on the government. We're going to wait until the cows come home.
Exactly.
We have to make the decisions ourselves. Drive the market because it's all about money, and they do understand when their profits drop, they start to change. So we have to drive it. It's all about the patient and the doctor, and that's where my book, Big Medicine, Cost of Corporate Control, is about that. How you find the doctors who think like you do, how you can access quality health care and not be bankrupted. It's there. It's already
right.
built. You just have to know about it.
Well, you know, there is good news out of this mess, and that's what you're pointing out to. And you and I had this conversation years ago, Dr. George, that it is opening, it's opening the door to our own self-responsibility and
yep.
public activism. Individual public activism, ground level operation and decisions, it's with the power of the people. I mean, when you look at the U.S. Constitution about we the people, three most powerful words that really causes the left to shudder, and this is the opportunity that we have, is that we can take back control. But if you're looking for the government, if you're going to rely on the government, they're going to give you more of the same, and it's only going to get into a bigger mess, and we're going to have less doctors, less services. It's more about the bureaucracy and less about the patient. And again, I want to make sure that people got that website. You said it was blinkhealth.com?
Yes, that's the pharmacy website where any pharmacy participates. You're paying cash to the pharmacy, but they already have pre-negotiated for you. So we're talking every medicine out there, generics especially, and some of the brand names. You don't have to beg. You just go in and hand them the card, and they process it just like you're processing a regular insurance card.
Like an insurance card.
Price. Exactly,
wow.
But the price is you already paid in advance. So $6 for a medication that might cost $70, that's going to bring the cost down for everybody who's on medication.
Exactly. Dr. Elena George on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dr. George, for being with us.
Losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2 and a chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nisena, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the new Phenix because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The new Phenix Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2 and a Chew weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682. 1682.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, welcome back, America. Whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates, thank you for joining in. This is Bill Martinez Live at 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Father Benedict Keeley is with us right now, a Catholic priest, founder of the Nasarian.org, which is helping the persecuted Christians of the Middle East. Father Benedict, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you very much for having me, Bill.
Well, good to have you here to address an issue that is happening. I mean, you see it at the ground level, the persecuted Christians of the Middle East, and that is a big question that many ask here in the West. Is we notice, Christians are being persecuted in the Middle East, and most of the refugees are non-Christians. This seems like there's a disconnect here.
There's a very serious disconnect, Bill. The problem is this administration in particular, but also many parts of Europe are just welcoming in vast numbers of mainly Muslim refugees, and the Christians are being caught in the middle. They're not being brought in, mainly because they're not in the UN camps, and they're not in the UN camps because the UN camps are infiltrated by ISIS. So the Christians, as always, are being left in the background.
Well, and people need to understand what happens when ISIS is there. I mean, ISIS is in these UN camps having their way, and for them, it's kind of a human resource, vetting process, because they're looking at these refugees and they're sizing them up and thinking how they can be, you know, brought into their fold and into their ideology and support anything from human trafficking to drug running, anything that's going to help sustain, you know, their faith and their ideology, right?
Well, and also they, yeah, that's true, but also they are doing what they did in the villages and the towns like Mosul, where they attacked the Christians and said, convert or die.
Mm-hmm.
So the Christians fled in one day. It's almost the second anniversary is almost with us in August, when 120,000 Christians had to flee from Mosul and flee from the surrounding villages in the Nineveh Plain. This is important, I think, for your listeners to remember, all those of us who are believers, Bible believers. Mm-hmm. When we hear about Jonah, the prophet Jonah, and Nineveh, Nineveh is where these Christians come from. They've
exactly.
been there for 2,000 years, long mm-hmm. before Islam existed. And they were all driven out in one day and told, convert or die. And thanks be to God, because they love their faith, because they love Jesus, they refused to convert. They fled with nothing. And now they're in the camps with nothing. But if they're in a UN camp, which, they, as I said, most of them will not go to, the people, the ISIS infiltrators, are saying the same thing within the camps, convert
exactly.
or die. It's
well,
a tragedy.
And the UN can't control the camps, and then we're pulling people that have been indoctrinated and oppressed, and now we're bringing them into countries in the West, and they're coming with that doctrine and that understanding of convert or die, and they're not assimilating. They're not looking to add to the varying communities that they've been transported to. They're looking to set up their own, you know, you may not say necessarily that it's the individual caliphates or individual territories, but it's definitely, you know, Muslim-occupied territories. And if you think not, I mean, we see people in the West, the comments they make, that some of these, and I wouldn't even go far and say is they're radical Muslims. I'm just saying, you know, there are people out in the street that are professed Muslims, and they're saying, look, we're taking over this country, so you guys might as well get over it and just, you know, just let it happen. I mean, this is coming from the kids, you know, in college campuses today. This is their, you know, their comments, and I don't necessarily put them in the category of being radical Muslims.
Well, there are two points to make. Yes. The problem is when you have a massive number of people from a very different culture, that naturally affects the culture they're coming into. And we have to be honest and say Islamic culture is not the same as Western culture. Now, if people are willing to assimilate, that's a different story.
Mm-hmm.
But the other point I think is very important to make is there is no danger by bringing Christians in to our country, to this country, to Europe. The Christians, I've been to Iraq twice in the last year. I'm just about to go again. The Christian camps are entirely Christian. Obviously, there are no ISIS infiltrators. That would be physically impossible for there to be ISIS infiltrators. The Christians are people, and now that we have a genocide declaration, this is crucial. A genocide means you should prioritize. If we had remembered in the 1930s, if we had known what was going to happen to the Jews in 1930, a priority would have been given to let them in. They are safe. They were safe. The Christians will be safe. I can guarantee, as I said, I've been there. There is no way an ISIS infiltrator could be in a Christian camp because they've been trying to kill the Christians. So
exactly.
We need to be very welcoming to those Christians who want to leave. But at the moment, this administration, in the month of May, I believe the number was something like 500 or 600 Syrians were allowed in. Not one was a Christian. Now, there's something very, very seriously wrong there.
Exactly. Well, Father Keeley, you know, as you bring this out, you know, what comes to mind is the old demographic expression of birds of a feather flock together. So the natural inclination of non-Christians, Muslims, are going to be, hey, they're going to flock together. And this is exactly what's playing out in our country today, isn't it?
Exactly, Bill. Yes. I mean, we have to be generous to people in need. We have to feed and clothe, but we don't have to bring thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people from that different culture. I mean, look at Germany, 1 million people coming in the last year, and that's going to dramatically change the makeup of Germany. Already they're talking of perhaps even having a majority Muslim party that will one day run the government. That's just insanity. It's cultural suicide.
Well, this is what Europe is finding out. There's been pockets, and we know what happened in Paris, the no-go zones. I know there was a journalist, when I referred to the no-go zones, took exception to it. I said, well, what do you want to call it? I mean, your first responders, your police, refer to it as a no-go zone. They don't want to go there because they're not welcomed. They're not appreciated. They have their own little dictatorial areas that they've carved out for themselves. And this is the pattern that has been followed time and again. So why would that pattern be different here in the United States?
Right. Well, there absolutely are no-go zones in parts of Europe. That's an absolute fact. The problem is, again, political correctness is really now a danger to national security. Unless we tell the truth, it doesn't mean we're prejudiced, it doesn't mean we're bigoted, but we must tell the truth about these realities. And the good thing about the United States is that there seem to be less of those kind of areas where everyone's flocked together in one place, whereas in Paris, in France, in Belgium, in my country of England, that has happened. People have all stayed in one place, and it's become a ghetto. There's no other word to use.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are places here in the United States where they're linking up together, and we see these little microcosms that are happening, and it doesn't bode well. You know, as most people would hold here in America, the sentiment that we are a nation of immigrants. No question whatsoever. But most immigrants come here to add to the proposition of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, not take away from it. They've assimilated. They've added to it. And you have this force that is now coming upon our shores that says, no, you know, Sharia is a better way, and we're taking over. And meanwhile,
absolutely,
the West is accepting. I mean, we're putting out a welcome mat to this kind of danger that is clear and present.
Absolutely. The West has lost its Christian foundation. That's the problem.
Well, you know, once we let go of that anchoring, that mooring point, you know, the Bible's clear, Father Benedict, we go into chaos. We go in all kinds of directions. It is a nation that fails to see and understand the revelation of God that unhinges and falls into chaos. And certainly you could question whether or not America is at that point right now. Our conversation with Father Benedict continues. Stay with us, America.
Attention backpackers, on a budget, why spend $80 to $300 to pump clean survival water? Introducing the Viva Water Pump Kit from Viva Outdoor Products. Super easy to use and super lightweight at only 6.5 ounces, the Viva Water Pump Kit provides high flow rate at 1 ounce per stroke, can be one hand pumped, and is dependable and affordable at only $24.99, filter not included. Get your Viva Water Pump Kit at viba-odp.com from Viva Outdoor Products.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez, live.
When you don't move the mountain, I'm needing you to move. When you don't find the water, I wish I could walk through. When you don't give the answers, as I cry out to you, I will trust, I will trust, I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Well, okay, to hear the big voice say, you know, make a clarion call to millennials. I got to tell you, millennials, I hope you hear that. You got to know what you believe. What you believe in has got to be has got to have a lot more depth than just that of a bumper sticker. You've got to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. That's my encouragement to you. You know, Father Benedict Keeley is with us, a Catholic priest and founder of the Nisarian.org, which is helping persecuted Christians of the Middle East. You know, Father Benedict, for me, a turning point in my life, a dramatic pivot point, was when I realized that I was so infected by the culture that I found myself in living in the gray area of life, in the arena where there were no absolutes. And it really, I gotta tell you, I guess for lack of a better word, really scared me when I realized how far off the mark and away from, you know, reality and God's truth that I found myself in. And I really had to throw myself down and just say, God, I deserve to be, you know, be annihilated here. I mean, what a knucklehead. So it has been since that point in time, not that I'm, you know, claiming any kind of perfection, but it has been a passion of mine to pursue the truth at all costs, because when it comes to making choices, the choices that I've made based on the truth always have worked out mo better than the ones that I've made when I caught myself in a lie, you know?
Well, Jesus himself said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He did not say, I am one of many truths. He claimed to be the truth. That's an audacious claim we Christians make, but it's the truth. And the truth, he said, will set you free. We live in a world of what Pope Benedict, a great pope, called the dictatorship of relativism, where there's your truth, my truth, nothing is right, nothing is wrong. That's a dictatorship. And so we have to, as Christians, stand up and say, in all charity, St. Paul says, the truth in love, in all charity, no, this is right, this is wrong. We'll be called bigots for it. We may be told it's hate speech. It's not hate speech, it's love speech. Mm-hmm. Every parent wants to tell their child the truth. Every parent wants to save their child from running into a burning building. That's what we're doing. We're trying to save people, help people, and not condemn them.
Well, I got to tell you, Father Benedict, when people say to me that's an audacious statement, I say, it's not me that made it, it's Jesus himself.
Exactly.
And,
exactly.
You know, and whether you like it or not, you know, this idea that many roads lead to heaven, I think Jesus made it real clear. And last time I checked, he's the only one who came and said that he was the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He died and rose from the dead. Tell me somebody else that did that.
That's the truth. Muhammad did not point to himself. The Buddha did not point to himself. Jesus pointed to himself. I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. So, yes, it's an audacious claim made by God the Son himself. And so we Christians have to, C.S. Lewis, the great writer once, that I think that there are three choices. You know, he was mad, he was bad, or he was telling the truth. And we know he was telling the truth. Those are the only three choices. You either reject the truth, or you accept the truth. You can't sit on the fence.
Exactly.
The problem today as well is so many people are sitting on the fence.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's such a waste of time and a waste of your God-given talents and resources if you find yourself sitting on the fence, because this is a time in a season that I believe God is calling his people to get off the fence. We need to get in the fray of things. We need to confront this culture because you know, God's concern is his creation, and people are getting lost to the culture and in this perverted way of thinking. And I know that may sound judgmental to some people, but, you know, to Father Benedict's point, it's either a lie, it's insanity, or it's true. For me, obviously, if you haven't gathered, I've chosen the path of truth, and that's my hope and prayer for you.
Exactly. I mean, we have to stand up for the truth. We have to be charitable. We have to be loving and kind. But that does not mean that we don't stand for principles. Jesus again said, a house built on sand will be destroyed. A house built on rock will survive. We're looking now all around us that the house, the culture is actually a house built on sand. It only leads to collapse.
Right. Well, and to your point, we were talking off air about Brexit. You know, you grew up in London. I mean, it's your home country.
Yes,
in England. And you just saw what happened with Brexit, where, you know, they told us it was going to be so close, but a 4% swing there is a little bit bigger than close when you look at those numbers. And the people looked at the experience of what they have gone through in the last year since joining the EU. And as you say, part of the edict of the EU is there's no Christianity. There's no faith in that platform. And look what happened.
This was a tragic mistake when the EU constitution was being written, that they, as it were, excised. They just cut out the Christian foundation of Europe, which is Pope St. John Paul warned about this. Pope Benedict warned about this. Christian leader said, how can you cut out history? It's almost some sort of totalitarian thing. And this links with that word of Jesus, that if the whole EU is a house built on sand, surprise, surprise. I mean, I don't think probably many of the voters in England actually thought that deep down, because England, unfortunately, Britain is now a very secular country. However, the spiritual background we know is different. And we know that, in fact, people are realizing that this super state built on sand is going to ultimately fail. And I think I'm proud of my fellow countrymen and women for being correct. A free people will always make the right decision, even if it brings short-term difficulties. And there'll be short-term difficulties. But you're this great country of the United States, celebrated your independence from us. I mean, as an Englishman, it's always a kind of amusing for me next weekend when I celebrate all the services, right. And I'm remembering that you ran away from us. But I'm proud of it. I'm proud of America for that. But I'm very proud of Great Britain today for choosing freedom.
Exactly. Well, and as we said earlier, America is at that pivot point as well, where they're evaluating their experiences. Forget about these numbers, which are dubious at best, that come from our government, that you know, want to tell us that things are doing so well, when we know, you know, we have neighbors that are still out of jobs, that are losing their houses, families are in disarray and in chaos, marriages the kind of criminality that's taken place across our country on the hills of Orlando. And, you know, people want to talk about guns being the problem. The problem is that evil is having its way in this country. And that's what we need to go head to head with, is the evil that's been running amok. Guns just happen to be, part of the process, but they're not the be all and end all that some would want to make it to be.
Well, when you start removing God from conversation, even when you start removing the word God from so many areas of our life, you again, as it were, pull the rug from under the foundation. Well, I'm always struck when I read some of the words of the founding fathers, the words of George Washington. There's absolutely no doubt this country mm-hmm. is founded upon God,
right.
And now the secularists are beginning their own strange kind of persecution of Christianity. It's not as awful, of course. We're not being asked to give our blood yet, like our brothers and sisters in the Middle East. But even the word that this administration uses continually, freedom of worship. No, we have freedom of religion. Freedom mm-hmm. of worship means keep it within the church.
Right.
Freedom of religion means we can live our faith in the public square. And we're being pushed out of the public square. And so we have to stand up and say no to that. We have our mm-hmm. rights. A fundamental right is a freedom of religion.
It was built in, baked into the cake in our U.S. Constitution, but the power of our Constitution is with we the people. If we the people are not going to stand up for this, then we will continue to lose our rights and to be overrun. And that's where we are. This is the pivot point where we are today, and we're encouraged by our brothers across the pond who have chosen freedom. And this is really a big statement with Brexit that they've made. And I think the reverberations are going to resound here in the United States, Father Benedict.
I think this is clearly a rejection of the establishment, including the establishment of the media,
mm-hmm.
who were
yes.
all pretty much for staying in. This is spreading across the world that people have been lied to for too long. They want to take their freedom back. And I think this is a moment of grace, you could say, in a way. We must never abuse our freedom, but we must be grateful for it. And as we see it slipping away, we have to fight for it, fight
exactly.
for it day and night.
Well, we continue to pray because we know what we fight is not of, it's not flesh and blood. It is a spiritual warfare that has taken place that's been manifest with ISIS carrying out a slow-motion genocide of Mideast Christians, and of course it has brought rise to the Nazarian.org movement. We've got about a minute left here, Father Benedict. Tell our audience about the Nazarian.org organization.
Well, it's a very little organization. Please, if any of your listeners are kind enough to take any of our products, we're a little tiny organization. We're not Amazon.com or anything, but we show products which have the Arabic N, which the Christians, ISIS marked the Christians' homes with. So we wear those signs in solidarity with Christians, and we help them on the ground with food, shelter, etc. So it's just a little organization. Every person can do one little thing.
Yes, please. That's the call. Go to Nazarian.org, N-A-Z-A-R-E-A-N.
N-A-S. NASAREAN.org.
Thank you for correcting me. Father Benedict Keeley has been with us, Catholic priest and founder of Nazarian.org, which is helping persecuted Christians of the Middle East. This is Bill Martinez live.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.